Good morning, and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, learn how to stay protected from pig-butchering financial scams with these seven key steps. Plus, we'll bring you the latest updates on the ongoing trade negotiations. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with a new type of financial scam called pig butchering that is on the rise in India, with over 1.13 million fraud cases reported so far in 2023. Pig butchering is a form of smishing where scammers build trust with victims through social media before draining their finances. For more on how this scam works and how to protect yourself, we're joined now by our correspondent. So tell us, how does this pig butchering scam typically play out?
Well, David, pig butchering scams usually start with the fraudster contacting the victim through social media or dating apps. They spend time building a relationship and trust. Then, the scammer will make an attractive but fake offer, like a high-paying job or a lucrative investment opportunity with guaranteed returns. If the victim bites, they're asked to transfer money or share financial information. Of course, once they do, the scammer takes the money and disappears.
That's a scary scenario that exploits people's trust. What are some of the red flags to watch out for with these pig butchering scams?
There are a few key warning signs. First, be very wary of unsolicited job offers or investment pitches from people you only know online, especially if it sounds too good to be true. Scammers often try to create a sense of urgency or use high-pressure tactics to get you to act fast. They may also ask you to use unusual payment methods like gift cards or cryptocurrency. Basically, if a stranger online is promising easy money, it's likely a scam.
Those are great tips to keep in mind. For anyone worried they may be caught up in one of these scams, what steps should they take?
The first thing to do is to cut off all contact with the scammer immediately. Don't send any more money. If you've shared financial information, notify your bank right away and freeze any compromised accounts. It's also a good idea to report the scam to the authorities, even if you didn't lose money. That can help track these scammers and prevent others from falling victim. And remember, it's not your fault if you do get scammed. These fraudsters can be very convincing.
That's an important point. Pig butchering and other financial scams can happen to anyone. Being informed and cautious is the best defense. Thank you for breaking this down for us, James. Speaking of pig butchering, this new type of financial scam is on the rise in India's cyber fraud landscape. Scammers are using social media to build trust with victims, offering fake job roles and investments to ultimately drain their finances. Here to discuss how to stay protected is our Simply Finance correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is pig butchering and how does it work?
Pig butchering is a form of smishing, where scammers send fraudulent text messages to trick victims. The scam gets its name from the way the fraudsters fatten up their victims by building trust over an extended period before scamming them. Scammers often pose as successful business people or attractive singles on social media and dating apps. They develop a relationship with the victim, sometimes even engaging in phone calls or video chats to build credibility.
And once they've established that sense of trust, how do they ultimately scam the victim out of their money?
The scammers eventually make an ask, usually urging the victim to invest in a fraudulent business opportunity or to accept a fake job offer. They may direct them to transfer money or provide bank account details. By the time the victim realizes it's a scam, their accounts have already been drained. In some cases, scammers have even convinced victims to take out loans or max out credit cards.
India has seen a surge in cyber fraud recently. Just how prevalent are pig butchering scams becoming?
India registered around 1.13 million fraud cases in 2023 alone, and authorities say pig butchering scams are accounting for a growing share of those. The scams can be highly lucrative for fraudsters. Individual victims have reported losing tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, and many victims are too embarrassed to even report the crime.
So, what can people do to protect themselves from falling victim to a pig butchering scam?
Experts say there are several key steps. First, be very wary of unsolicited investment or job offers from people met online. Independently verify any company before sending money or information. Don't let your guard down just because you've developed a friendly relationship with someone online. Keep an eye out for red flags like requests to transfer money or poor grammar in messages. Enable two-factor authentication on sensitive accounts. And if you suspect a scam, cut off contact immediately and alert authorities if you've lost money.
Important advice to help stay safe from this growing threat. Thanks for that insight from our Simply Finance correspondent. Speaking of financial threats, a new type of scam called pig butchering is on the rise in India, with over 1.13 million fraud cases reported so far in 2023. Pig butchering is a form of smishing, where scammers build trust with victims through social media, offering fake job roles and investments to ultimately drain their finances. Here with more details is our Simply Finance correspondent. What exactly is pig butchering, and how does it work?
Pig butchering is a particularly insidious type of scam because the fraudsters spend a lot of time building trust and rapport with their victims before going in for the kill, so to speak. They often initiate contact on social media or dating apps, posing as a potential romantic partner, friend, or business contact. Over weeks or even months, they groom the relationship, sharing frequent friendly messages, pictures, and voice notes to make the victim believe it's a genuine connection.
And then how do they pivot from building that trust to actually scamming the victim out of money?
Once they've established that foundation of trust, the scammer will make up a story about a great new job opportunity, an insider investment tip, or an emergency situation for which they need financial help. Because of the rapport they've built, the victim often doesn't think twice about sending money or sharing sensitive financial information. In some cases, the scammer even convinces the victim to take out loans or invest their life savings in a bogus scheme. By the time the victim realizes it's a scam, their accounts have been emptied.
That's frightening, especially with how prevalent it's becoming. Over a million cases just this year in India alone. So what are some key things people can do to protect themselves from pig butchering scams?
The most important thing is to be very wary of anyone you only know online who starts asking for money, no matter how convincing their story may seem. Don't send funds or give out financial information to unverified individuals. Double-check any job postings or investment opportunities to make sure the company is legitimate. Keep an eye out for red flags like someone professing their affections too quickly or pressuring you to act fast on a financial decision. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Those are crucial tips to keep in mind as we all try to stay safe from financial fraud in an increasingly digital world. Thank you to our Simply Finance correspondent for breaking down this emerging scam. To recap, pig butchering is on the rise, with scammers using social media to build trust and ultimately drain victims' finances, so be sure to stay vigilant online. In fact, recent reports indicate that over 1 million fraud cases have been registered so far in 2023 in India alone, with pig butchering emerging as an increasingly common tactic used by scammers. For more on what pig butchering entails and how people can protect themselves, we're joined now by our Simply Finance correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is pig butchering and how does it work?
Pig butchering is a type of smishing scam, which involves using text messages and social media to build trust with potential victims before exploiting that trust to steal their money. The scammers will often pose as employers offering lucrative job opportunities or as financial advisors with inside knowledge of high-return investment schemes. Over time, they groom the victim, or fatten them up, so to speak, until the victim is convinced to transfer large sums of money. At that point, the scammer disappears with the cash, leaving the victim high and dry, hence the term pig butchering.
It's a disturbing trend for sure. So what are some of the key red flags that might indicate a pig butchering scam?
There are a few telltale signs to watch out for. Unsolicited job offers that seem too good to be true are a major one, especially jobs that involve managing financial transfers. That's a common setup for these scams. Unknown numbers reaching out over WhatsApp or SMS with get-rich-quick investment opportunities is another big red flag. Basically, Any unsolicited contact promising easy money should be treated with a healthy dose of skepticism. Scammers also tend to use high-pressure tactics, pushing victims to act fast before a fake deadline expires.
So if someone suspects they're being targeted by one of these pig butchering scams, what steps should they take to protect themselves?
The most important thing is to cut off all contact with the suspected scammer immediately. Don't respond to any more of their messages and block their number if possible. It's also a good idea to report the scam attempt to the relevant authorities, like the cybercrime division of the local police. For general prevention, be very cautious about unsolicited financial offers from unknown parties online. Verify any company that reaches out with a job or investment opportunity. And of course, never send money or financial information to someone you don't know and trust.
Vigilance and a skeptical eye seem to be key when it comes to staying safe from pig butchering scams and smishing attempts in general. Thank you to our Simply Finance correspondent for breaking this down for us. A concerning trend to keep an eye on, without a doubt. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.